The seven astronauts on board the Space Shuttle Discovery arose Tuesday to their traditional musical wake-up call.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
A short time later, crew members Robert Kerbin and Christer Fuglesang, the first Swedish astronaut, began their first spacewalk to resume construction of the International Space Station. They have two more spacewalks scheduled for the current mission. With assistance from crew members on board and specialists at Mission Control, they've begun the most complicated series of space station construction maneuvers to date. The space station is being powered down for the occasion, while its electrical system is rewired to a new permanent power source. The beginning of Discovery's mission was postponed for 2 days due to windy, cloudy weather, but Saturday night, the spectacular nighttime launch went off without difficulty. Once the shuttle was in orbit, the now routine inspections by cameras attached to its robotic arm turned up no sign of launch damage. NASA's Bill Gerstenmaier.
I can't think of a better way to start than the way we did tonight. So we're off to a great start. It won't be easy. It'll be a lot of fun for the next 12 days. The teams are ready, and we'll do as good on those other days as we did today.
At the end of the 12-day mission, Discovery returns to Earth with German astronaut Thomas Reiter, who's been on the space station since July. He'll be replaced by astronaut Sunita Williams for a 6-month tour of duty. Paul Sisko, VOA News.
WangWang 英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。